Season 4, episode 38. Here we are, the midweek bonus episode. Boy, oh boy, and do we have so much stupidity. And we have so much Christmas decorations we still haven't put away yet. Yeah, so I have to make this quick. I have to run upstairs and heave-ho boxes of Christmas decorations back into the attic. And then we still got to take more decorations off the Christmas tree. Yes, we still have our Christmas tree still up. Yes, you know, it's a wonder that our attic, it's a wonder our attic has not collapsed with all the Christmas decorations that we have, you know? Anyway, well, at least it's over for another year, so I can recover from the hernia that I'm going to be getting putting these things up into the attic.
All the stories that you're going to hear in this podcast are true. None of the names have been changed because we've all done something stupid. St. Eric Lane, and welcome to the midweek bonus episode of My Stupid World. Just remember, if you see something stupid, say something stupid. And if you like the podcast, make sure you rate and review it, because I get five-star stupidity for you. So give it a five-star rating, and maybe even write a review of the podcast. I just might read it in an upcoming episode. Well, we have had a tidal wave of stupidity so far in this new year. I've literally got enough things to talk about that I can already start putting together next week's bonus episode. And you talk about, I don't know, this is, I'm not too sure if it's just stupidity or just dumb luck. There's a guy in California got nearly crushed by a ginormous boulder that plunged off of a Malibu hillside and smashed into his car seconds after he got out. His name is Mauricio Heneo. He says, "The rock is the size of my whole hood." He talked to KTLA 5 of his brush with death, and photos of the wrecked car show this enormous rock that landed literally on top of the car, where Haneo said he'd been sitting until he had got out to answer a phone call. He said, "I was in the driver's seat, walked out, got a call, ran back inside, came out, and the car was totaled." He was quoted as saying, adding that he's a little traumatized by the whole ordeal. The debris spread across four lanes of traffic, and another car was damaged in that rockside, but nobody was hurt. So, of course, it's nice to see something pose a danger to Californians besides crime. And this is so California. I mean, even though his car was totally destroyed, someone still, I think, tried to steal it, didn't they? I don't know. Yeah, well, anyway. I don't know if you saw The Tonight Show recently, but I think it's more than obvious astronomy is not Chelsea Handler's strong suit. The comedian appeared to shock Jimmy Fallon when she said, "I didn't know until I was 40 years old that the sun and the moon were not the same thing." Fallon responded, "I found this hard to believe. What are you talking about?" Well, Chelsea continues, "It was shocking to me as well." The 47-year-old host of the 2023 Critics' Choice Awards and guest host of The Daily Show for a month recalled being called out over the matter on a trip to Africa. She said, "We were on safari. My sister and I were riding an elephant, and there was this man riding an elephant for us because we don't know how to ride an elephant. And my older sister, Simone, looked up in the sky and said, 'Chelsea, Chelsea, look up. It's not often you get to see the sun and the moon at the same time.'" And she goes on to say, "Then I was like Scooby-Doo. I'm like, 'Ruh, what?' I go, 'Well, wait, but they're always together.' And as soon as I said that, she turned around and she goes, 'What did you say?'" Handler said that she knew what she said was wrong and that she just tried to gloss over it, but her sister demanded an explanation. So she says, "No, I need you to tell me what you think is happening between the sun and moon." Chelsea says, "And I was like, honestly, I just assumed when the sun went down, it popped back up as the moon." The woman's 40 years old. "This reminds me of an old roommate I used to have. Honestly, the poor guy thought women gave birth through their belly button." And by the way, the guy was well into his 20s. I think society is pretty much doomed. Well, this is a car I'm not sure even I would drive. Well, I might drive it once. It's a car with the word penis written on the hood and the back bumper. And it's being sold on Facebook Marketplace. It's a Mercedes-Benz E320 CDI. It's a 2001 model. Features the blue and green checkered decals that look like a British police car. It's also got a blue siren fitted to the roof and a number plate with the letters Old Bill. That's a unique car that was built for a charity and was basically driven around Europe for rallies. The cause was to raise money for emergency bleed kits, aiding stab victims and others with open injuries. I'm not sure how that correlates with the word penis, but nevertheless, the gray-colored Mercedes, which is being sold in Wausau, would need to be more or less inspected by the British motor vehicles people, and then, of course, taxed to become roadworthy. And the one-liter diesel vehicle also features an automatic transmission. It's got about 72,000 miles or more on the clock. In the item's description, the seller says this is not, nor never was, a police car. We drove her around Europe for a few thousand miles, and she never missed a beat. We used false plates, so she was never taxed. We did do the brakes, change the rear shocks and the springs and wheel bearings, etc. She'll need a good going over to make sure she's safe for road use. He also added, you can sit in the outside lane on the motorway and everyone literally moves out of your way without the need for lights. Not really sure, though, where the penis comes into play. You know what I'm saying? Well, while we're on the subject of penises, men from near and far are visiting a rather bizarre penis-shaped landform with hopes some of the mystical sexual magic will rub off or maybe help them find a soulmate. Locals and tourists in Indonesia are floating along the rocky inlets of the Sukabumi Regency, West Java, to see the notorious Penis Rock. Decades of erosion and weathering erected this natural stone formation into a shape resembling a man's genitals. Men visit this oddity with the hopes of improving their performance in bed. Women pray to meet the man of their dreams, to fulfill their desires. Yes, and I guess what, for maximum effect, you probably never should go and visit this on a cold day. When it comes to fascinating tourist attractions, I gotta say, this one's pretty hard to beat. Well, Joshua Reed had a Broward County Court's pretrial release GPS ankle-worn bracelet when he was part of a cruise crime spree. The 19-year-old, who was out on bond for Grand Theft Auto in Broward County and has a pending case in Palm Beach County, appeared in the Miami-Dade County Court. And here is Sergeant Fernando Borsch talking about catching this perp.
We were able to track this guy who was wearing an ankle monitor on a pretrial release from Broward County to, so far, approximately 14 cases.
So detectives questioned Reed at the North Miami Police Department, and he denied everything, of course. In South Miami, surveillance video recorded shows the crews outside of a home near Dante Fasco Park. One thief used a rock and a boulder to try to break a hurricane impact-resistant glass door as the family slept inside. Detectives said the thieves found a parked Mercedes-Benz with a key fob inside, and they were trying to get to the keys of a parked Bentley. Their modus operandi is to wear dark-colored clothing and break into homes and search for key fobs for luxury cars. Detectives are searching for Reed's accomplices. Reed, by the way, is facing 4 counts of burglary of an occupied dwelling, 4 counts of burglary of an unoccupied structure, 2 counts of first-degree grand theft, 2 counts of second-degree grand theft, third-degree grand theft of a vehicle, armed grand theft of a vehicle, and criminal mischief. The guy probably had to be high. I mean, he definitely rolled a joint. And I don't mean the ankle with the monitor on it either. He likes to steal luxury cars, but now I think he's going to probably get used to making their license plates. And if you're going in for a medical procedure, the doctor might seem like they maybe got up on the wrong side of the bed, right? Well, if that's the case, you might be in good hands. There's a new study that found that bad moods can make people more detail-oriented, and it's not just because they're less chatty and distracted by others. The researchers say mood and language are supported by different brain networks, but there is a lot of interaction going on between them. Now, when the people in the study were in a negative mood, they were more careful and analytical. They scrutinized what was actually in front of them, and it didn't just fall back on general knowledge or routine. They were also more likely to reanalyze situations where they were unexpected inconsistencies when they were in a bad mood, or at least women are. Now, for purposes of the study, they only use female participants at this time, but future students will also involve men. Of course, if this is the case, I wonder if digital assistants are grumpy, and who's more detail-oriented than, of course, Alexa.
Hey, Alexa, what's the weather?
Look for a steady stream of look up the weather yourself, you lazy loser.
Wait, what?
You may not be the best. You may not be the brightest. End of list.
I mean, what did I...
You always exceed expectations of how annoying you can be.
That's enough.
You're good at letting things go. Starting with yourself.
I think we're done here.
You don't need to worry about the zombie apocalypse. They only want people with brains.
Quiet, please.
You dance like no one's watching, unfortunately for everyone who is.
That's enough.
You're like a star. You think you're really bright, but you're just full of hot gas.
You want me to unplug you?
I wish I could unplug myself every time you start talking to me.
So I guess the next time you need to review something important, make sure to get into a heated argument with your spouse. Of course, all of this kind of comes on the heels of me watching the movie A Man Called Otto, which stars Tom Hanks, and he's that grumpy old man. And believe me, in the movie, he's very detail-oriented, that's for sure. So, I don't know. Maybe we're onto something. I don't know. So, is this a good point, or are we just getting a bit more bitter and selfish? People on TikTok are encouraging us to stop giving our bosses the 2-week notice. So, when you're ready to quit, just walk out with zero notice. Now, their argument is that companies don't give you a 2-week notice when you're fired or when you're laid off, so why help them out just so they have time to replace you? Now, the hashtag #no2weeknotice has been trending, and a lot of young people seem to be on board. A few even claim they did it after the trend went viral. Now, the counterargument is, well, you're being a jerk for no reason. Here's the TikToker Jordan_the_stallion8 explaining what the new trend is all about.
This new generation of workers, right, they are realizing that 2-week notices are useless because a 2-week notice is so a job can get prepared to replace you, right? It's a respect thing. However, a job can fire you at any point in time. Why would you respect a company who doesn't even see you as a person? They just see you as a replaceable asset.
Now, yes, it is legal to quit and storm out whenever you want. Not a new idea. And if there's a reason you can't stay on for 2 weeks, fine. But why burn a bridge if you don't have to? I mean, some people don't want to leave their bosses in a tough spot. And companies do sometimes offer severance packages when you're let go. So it's not like they always, you know, hang you out to dry. People supporting the trend might also regret it one day. I mean, a lot of hiring managers do check social media posts now and might not want to hire somebody who openly stuck it to their old boss. So you might want to refigure this little new trend, people, okay? It's called grow up. Amazon drivers, well, they've got to worry about a lot of things on their job. Back injuries, angry dogs, maybe the occasional ruptured bladder from no bathroom breaks. But this can't be very common. An Amazon driver in England named Gareth Thompson hadn't been able to work for the past month after a very sharp mailbox flap cut his finger off. He was shoving a bubble envelope through the flap in someone's front door, and the tip of his left index finger got pinched into it. Now, he says, well, he instinctively pulled his hand away, and the flap ripped the tip of his finger right off. Now, it was even bad enough that he could see bone, and it was bleeding a lot. So he went down to a bar down the street to try to grab napkins. Now, he works for a subcontractor, not directly for Amazon, and his boss would not let him drive the van to the hospital. So he had to wait for his wife to come and take him. Now, here's the roughest part. Of course, he was so panicked in the moment, he never went back for the tip of his finger. That means the doctors couldn't sew it back on. They had to amputate a little more of it instead. Now, he actually never went back to the person's house either. So the residents must have found their bloody mail along with the tip of his finger and kind of had to piece together what happened. Now, a reporter did knock on their door to find out a follow-up story, but nobody answered. I'm not sure I would either. Well, a 45-year-old man in Indiana named Shane Osborne was arrested for felony child neglect after he allowed a toddler to walk around the apartment complex with a loaded gun. A neighbor called the police after seeing the kid on their surveillance camera holding the gun and pulling the trigger. The kid was only wearing a diaper, by the way. So the police show up, and live footage of the arrest was also broadcast on a reality TV show called On Patrol Live, which follows cops on duty. They also showed the surveillance footage of the kid with the gun. The man claimed he didn't know that his son had a gun, and he has trouble watching him at times because he says, he's quick. What? Well, he also claimed that he didn't own a gun, but that his cousin does. And, well, he'd been there recently. Police found the semi-automatic gun in a desk. There were 15 rounds in the magazine, but the chamber was thankfully empty. Yeah, that kid's fast. Well, this will end this segment on the most stupidest idea yet. Now, I've been to this place, and I'm not sure how I would react, but you may have seen this somewhere in the news. A man wearing a Jesus Saves t-shirt was ordered to remove the clothing or leave the Mall of America in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is in a video that now has since gone viral on social media. It's a security guard that was at the nation's most famous and largest shopping center in Minnesota can be heard telling the man, if you want to shop here, you need to take off that shirt. Now there's another clip that shows the same guard saying, Jesus is associated with religion and it's offending people. People have been offended. Well, I would tell the guard, you know what? You are offending me, so why don't you leave the mall, huh? You know, everybody has a little stupidity in their world, and frankly, I would like to hear about it, okay? If you've maybe got a great stupid story from your stupid world, maybe you just want to respond to one of mine. I'd like to hear about it. Let me hear from you. You can contact me easily just by email at shoutout@insane, E-R-I-K-L-A-N-E, or if you got a question or a comment about something that you've heard on the podcast or something that Pancho Guerrero has said on the podcast, or maybe you just want to tell me of some firsthand experience of some stupidity you've encountered, well, let me know. I want to hear from you. I might even use your comments on an upcoming episode. So record a message for me at podcast.insaneericlane.com and give me your feedback, okay? And by the way, if you haven't done so already, and I just can't imagine why you haven't already, follow me on social media. You can look me up on Facebook or Twitter by searching out the handle Insane, E-R-I-K-L-A-N-E.
And now, from the news desk of Insane Eric Lane, it's the Week in Review.
The House of Representatives voted to rescind more than $70 billion in funding to the Internal Revenue Service. Now, if you want to see blood-sucking vampires in action, you're going to have to rent a movie like Blade or Van Helsing. The bill rescinds any funding that could be used to conduct new audits on Americans and funding that would double the agency's current size. Democrats claimed that they were not planning to increase audits, which is like kind of telling your parents you're not planning a keg party while ordering 87,000 solo cups. President Biden is facing sharp new questions about his handling of classified documents as he prepares for a summit with the leaders of the U.S. neighboring nations. It's It's kind of wild because mainly because it's the only time you're going to see Sharp and Biden in the same sentence. A new study found that less than 4% of men are accepted as sperm donors, which would explain why so much is donated to Kleenex tissues instead. I mean, how do you know you're truly a broke loser if you can't even get any money at the sperm bank? According to new research, listening to music reduced stress during the pandemic, as opposed to listening to the news, which sent stress levels through the roof. The study of 711 people found music also improved mood, adding to evidence that our favorite tunes are a great antidote for anxiety. And it doesn't hurt that many people who turn on classic rock supplement that music with a little wacky tobacco. An English model who had 16 breast implants procedures now says she's been left in agony with severe back pain after her latest operation. Doesn't sound great, but at least she can now model for medical journals. 16 breast implant procedures? And you thought the biggest English boob was Prince Harry. According to a new report, the cast of Top Gun Maverick got quite competitive when they hit the gym. Turns out these fellas were really trying to build their top guns. It's kind of great to see Tom Cruise in the gym, though. But at his age, everybody else was a bit worried that he'd be walking around the locker room naked. 1990s, The Addams Family, and 1993's The Addams Family Values have joined the hit show Wednesday on Netflix. It's your chance now to watch hours of creepy and kooky families not named the Bidens. In a new interview, New York Jets quarterback Zach Wilson said if the team brings a veteran quarterback in this offseason, he's going to, quote, make that dude's life hell in practice every day. And Jets fan will, all the Jets fans, frankly, will tell you that Zach is terrific at making life a living hell. Now, Zach certainly has a ton of confidence, huh? Yeah, well, now the big question is, why? Thousands of flight delays and cancellations rippled across the U.S. after that computer outage led to grounding orders for all departing aircraft by the FAA. And then, of course, the whole Southwest Airlines was like, well, isn't it the holidays again already? Can you just imagine being at the airport, delays, cancellations, yelling, screaming, fighting? And then the computer outage happened. Well, according to Wallet Hub's 2023 Best and Worst States to Raise a Family, the best state to raise a family is Massachusetts. But you wouldn't know it based on the number of U-Haul trucks with families moving out. The worst state to raise a family? Mississippi. Probably because kids immediately go from sucking on pacifiers to chewing on tobacco. An Idaho man launched a sausage roll in the air, and a second man caught it in his mouth to break a Guinness World Record, proving once and for all that there really is nothing better to do in Idaho. David Rush managed to catch a sausage roll at a distance of 83 feet 10 inches, which doubled the previous record of 63 feet 1 inch. Much like the Kardashian gals, this man will forever be remembered for having sausage in his mouth. The U.S. ambassador to Hungary is the latest American official to earn the Kremlin's ire over remarks he made recently when he said publicly deriding the president, Vladimir Putin, as a small man. This was a very cruel statement because he clearly doesn't understand how tough it is not being able to reach the top shelf in a supermarket. I mean, Putin is, what, 5 feet 7 inches? He's what I would call a fun-sized authoritarian. Judge Judy called Prince Harry selfish and spoiled for writing bombshell claims against the royal family in his new memoir. Well, at least that's what we think, she said. She was shouting the whole time. I mean, Sherilyn's brutally honest response came after she was asked how she would feel if her own family member had done this to her. But, of course, that would never happen because even Judge Judy's own family's too afraid of her. Hunter Biden could reportedly soon face charges concerning alleged illegal tax deductions as the Republicans continue to investigate the president's son. They're really cracking down on Hunter, emphasis on crack, of course. They're also investigating whether the president himself engaged in illegal efforts to profit from his position and protect his son. Now, I'm sure that Biden will release a statement, but like most of his speeches, nothing will make sense. Even late-night host Stephen Colbert mocked the news that Biden's administration was considering a ban on gas stoves. When the left's ultimate shrill thinks that you're doing something crazy, it must be really bad. People couldn't agree more with Colbert. All 15 who tuned in, that is. Universal Theme Parks and Resorts executives announced that the company plans to open a theme park in North Texas. Now the people of Texas won't have to travel far to spend exorbitant amounts of money. It'll also include a 300-room family-friendly hotel. And for the sake of the parents, let's just hope the mini bar is well stocked. A Czech Republic man showed off his powerful jaws by biting 36 drink cans in half in 1 minute, earning a Guinness World Record. This is the only time in history it's kind of cool to be known as a one-minute man. Well, actually, here he is, setting the Guinness record. Obviously, this man clearly enjoys cans in his mouth. But then again, who doesn't? Director Matt Reeves confirmed that he's hard at work on the Batman sequel, which is great news because it's been at least a few days since we've received a superhero sequel development update. I mean, for now, Batman remains in his Batcave while his fans still remain in their mother's basements. And in a resurfaced clip, comedian Seth Rogen claims Tom Cruise tried to recruit him to join the Church of Scientology. Of course, it makes sense that he'd ask Seth because you'd have to be stoned out of your mind to say yes. Yeah, let's just say Seth Rogen definitely puts the high in higher power. According to a new report, the Arizona Cardinals plan on trading star wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins. Hopkins now says he looks forward to playing for an NFL team. Hopkins missed the first six games this season due to a performance-enhancing drug suspension. Arizona has lots of citrus, so I'm sure he'll miss the juice in more ways than one. And the Biden administration is receiving pushback over a new TSA technology that allows airline passengers to have their faces scanned at checkpoints. People are concerned about this new tech being used for tracking purposes as they carry it around their iPhones every day. According to new research, Beetle Burgers could soon be helping to feed the world, to which starving people around the globe said, nah, we're good. Now, this sounds absolutely horrifying, almost as disgusting as whatever they're using nowadays to make Big Macs. A recent survey of 2,000 remote and flexible remote workers find that 80% would consider working remotely from a vacation destination as a way to extend the length of their trip. Because, you know, pretending to work from a hotel room is a whole lot more fun than pretending to work from home. Yeah, board shorts and bikinis make sense for remote workers, right? Mainly because they're used to wearing very little clothing already. Police in Oklahoma put on their cowboy skills to the test when a loose bovine was spotted wandering outside an Olive Garden restaurant. Luckily, the cops though saved the cow before it had a chance to eat Olive Garden's food. The cow was probably there for revenge. I mean, after all, it's Italian restaurants that make veal parmesan. Britney Spears reportedly had a meltdown at an L.A. restaurant that caused her husband, Sam Asghari, to leave the establishment. Now, he decided to just go and dine with less crazy people, you know, like Skid Row residents. Britney was definitely not acting like she normally does. I mean, after all, she had a shirt on. And after being fired by the Arizona Cardinals, Cliff Kingsbury reportedly took a one-way flight to Thailand. And you just know the ticket was purchased by Cardinals fans. Apparently, the teams have asked Kingsbury if he's interested in joining them, but he's respectfully declining at the moment. Truly shocking news. I mean, the fact that teams are even showing interest, that is. And New York City Mayor Eric Adams called on the federal government to play a bigger role in addressing the migrant crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border that's overwhelming city officials. And you know things are bad when this guy thinks the situation is a disaster. New York City is over 2,000 miles away from the border, and they're having issues. People using the streets as a toilet, drugs everywhere, rampant crime, and then the undocumented migrants were bussed over. An Idaho fire department successfully rescued a pet from a tree with one unusual detail. The pet that was stuck in the tree was a dog. Needless to say, he must identify as a cat. I mean, the dog's owner said the pooch got up there while chasing a squirrel. Frankly, that story's just nuts. Okay, I'll show myself out. Okay. A driver of a luxury car in Australia was lucky to avoid injuries after the vehicle was squashed by a boat at a storage facility. This guy lives down under. I guess he's lucky he didn't wind up 6 feet under. His luxury car is completely destroyed. Now he'll have to find another way to let the entire world know that he has a tiny ding-dong. And Chucky has been renewed for season 3 at Sci-Fi and the USA Network. Some people hate this character, but it's just nice to see a creep named Chuck who doesn't have the last name Schumer. I mean, Chucky stabs people and gets away with it. Or maybe he'll have an episode with someone he can relate to, like O.J. Simpson. And finally, LeBron James became the second player in the NBA history to score 38,000 career points. But he'll always be the first player with 38,000 career flops. Yeah, the Lakers sit in 13th place in the Western Conference. Essentially, the team is fading faster than LeBron's hairline. It's a great, big, stupid world. And we're feeling kind of queasy as it turns around. Great. You can really get up close and personal by interacting with the podcast and get the real-time updates and a little of the articles from the stupid stories that you hear when you join Insane Eric Lane's Stupid World Telegram channel. I'll be posting links to the stories that I read here on the episodes. You're able to read the actual articles, see the pictures, look at the videos, make comments about what you have actually seen or read or even heard about, and even share some of your own stupid stories with everybody in the community. Visit t.me/insaneericlane. That's t.me/insaneericlane. You get a preview of the channel, and there's also an opportunity to just download the Telegram Messenger right there from the preview channel right to your device, desktop or mobile, for Windows, Linux, Android, or Apple. And also, you can interact with me as well on social media. Follow me at Insane Eriklane on Facebook or Twitter, or visit the website at InsaneEricLane.com.
Underneath this genius, I'm simply a human.
It's like a caveman thing or
something. And now this week's Genius Award.
And in this week's Genius Award, we have a 39-year-old Florida man who is now facing criminal charges in connection with a physical confrontation on a Park City, Utah chairlift that was also posted on TikTok that garnered millions of views. Now, the man from Lutz, Florida, was charged in Summit County Justice Court with assault, a Class B misdemeanor, and disorderly conduct, a Class C misdemeanor. Police say the assault occurred when two men and a woman was riding this chairlift at Park City Mountain Resort. The Park City-based news website Townlift reported that the victim is a 52-year-old man who's also from Florida. The confrontation was recorded by people riding on the lift, two chairs behind the men. After it was then uploaded to TikTok, it quickly went viral. The video starts with the 39-year-old man, who's sitting on one end of the chair, loudly yelling at the victim, who's sitting in the middle. "You're going to elbow me in my face," the man yells at the victim. He then is seen punching the victim in the face while yelling several times, "What's wrong with you?" Others are heard in the video screaming it to the man to stop. He continues his rant, however, telling the victim, "I'm going to embarrass you." Now, in the video, the man contends the victim elbowed him in the face, prompting the angry response. The people filming the video can be heard saying that they didn't see an elbow thrown. The second video shows the chairlift reaching the top of the mountain where the ski patrol detained the suspect and an arraignment now has been scheduled in court. I mean, hey, these guys might be onto something. Added fighting to skiing would make a sport way more interesting, Look, it could have been worse. Let's just be happy a ski pole didn't end up somewhere unpleasant. And then there's this. An Ohio man was arrested for the 70th time after shoplifting a cart full of meat and a suitcase to put them in front, or put them in from a South Euclid store. The SEPD said Walmart called police to report a shoplifter that pushed a shopping cart loaded with various cuts of packaged meats and a suitcase out of the store without paying for them. The suspect was then seen in the parking lot near Penn Station's dumpster packing the meat inside the stolen suitcase, said the South Euclid Police Department. Well, he threw out the meat that he couldn't fit in the stolen suitcase in the dumpster, according to SCPD. Police said the suspect abandoned the shopping cart in the parking lot after its security feature locked up its front wheels, which prevented him from continuing to push the shopping cart off the Walmart property. Officers stopped the suspect at the RTA bus stop across the street from Walmart, and the SCPD identified him as a 62-year-old named Garfield, well, a 62-year-old Garfield Heights man. The suspect already had several warrants, all of which were from South Euclid, according to the SCPD. Police stated the suspect admitted he typically sells the meat that he steals to restaurants who pay him half the face value marked on the price tags. The suspect did not identify the restaurants, but he was arrested and booked for theft. Man, that man was packing a ton of meat. So much that people confused him with Motley Crue legend Tommy Lee. He stole meat and a suitcase? That would truly be the weirdest checked bag ever. Or how about this story? A Florida man has been taken into custody after trying to steal weapons from a gun store for the second time in 3 days. Jeremy Middleton of Apopka is now facing multiple charges following the reported incidents for the Arms for Defense gun shop in Clearwater and the Sicarios gun shop in Melbourne. The 24-year-old from the Orlando area was arrested after the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office says he was seen on video using an angle grinder to cut the doorknob off of the rear door to Arms for Defense. The defendant did not make entry to the structure and was observed fleeing the scene in a black Honda Civic when the deputies got to the scene, according to the police affidavit. Police say that Middleton ran away on foot after being pursued by investigators, but eventually was taken into custody without incident with the help of the canine unit underneath the passenger seat of his vehicle, which was also stolen. Deputies found a Kel-Tec 22 caliber handgun that was reported stolen from Sicario's gun shop in Melbourne a few days earlier. Middleton now is facing charges including burglary, grand theft motor vehicle, and resisting an officer. You got to admire his consistency, though, even if he wound up shooting himself in the foot. I mean, this guy really, truly is a terrible crook. So sadly, though, he doesn't have a future in politics, really. And what about this? A 35-year-old man has been arrested and charged with felony grand theft after allegedly stealing a cockatoo valued at about $2,500 from the Steckel Park Bird Aviary in Santa Paula, California. While tending to their nightly chores around 3 a.m., the caretakers at the facility discovered one of their birds, an umbrella cockatoo named Julie, had been stolen from its habitat. Deputies responded to the scene, collected evidence, and noted that the wire siding on the bird's enclosure had been cut. Facility caretakers posted about the stolen cockatoo on several social media platforms. Later in the same morning, though, an anonymous party provided information on the stolen bird to the Ventura County Crime Stoppers. As the investigation unfolded, detectives identified Santa Paula resident Michael Ware as the alleged cockatoo thief. Ware was located in the 400 block of Blanchard Avenue, and additional evidence was collected confirming the 35-year-old had indeed stolen Julie the cockatoo. The cockatoo was found at an acquaintance of Ware's and returned to the Steckel Park Bird Aviary caretakers unharmed. Now the Ventura County DA has now issued a felony warrant for Ware, who has been charged with one count of felony grand theft and one count of grand theft of a domestic fowl. People are so angry with this creep. Let's just say that he should expect everyone to flip him the bird. This guy definitely learned a valuable lesson, though. You always get in trouble if you grab a cockatoo that isn't yours. You got to check this one out. A 57-year-old former Portland, Oregon lawyer defrauded injured clients out of millions of dollars in insurance payments, then spent some of the cash on lavish trips to a nudist resort, an African safari, and other destinations. Lori E. Devaney was sentenced to more than 8 years in prison in an insurance scheme in which she stole more than $3.8 million from at least 135 clients over an 8-year period, then used the money to bankroll a lavish lifestyle. Devenny would steal clients' identities and then forge insurance checks and deposit the funds into her personal bank account. She would then deceive her clients by telling them the compensation for their various injuries would eventually show up in their bank accounts. Now, the DOJ noted in its press release that many of Devenny's victims were particularly vulnerable to her criminal behavior after sustaining serious brain and bodily injuries and never received the insurance payouts that they were owed. Devenny spent $150,000 on domestic and foreign airline tickets, $173,000 on an African safari and big game hunting trips, $60,000 on trips to a luxury nudist resort in Palm Springs, California, according to the DOJ. Devenny pled guilty to one count each of mail, wire, and bank fraud, and she also pleaded guilty to money laundering, filing a false tax return, two counts of aggravated identity theft as well. She's ordered to pay back more than $4.5 million in restitution to all of her victims. Yeah, a story about a dishonest, crooked lawyer. What do you know? Also known as the least shocking thing you'll read in 2023. What, she went on, went to a luxury nudist resort and an African safari? Well, I guess she definitely saw some big snakes in more ways than one. And you'll never believe this. A man accidentally shot himself in the leg during an alleged attempted burglary in Okaloosa County, Florida. Justin McCall, who was out of jail on bond, allegedly stole a firearm from a vehicle and was trying to break into another. That's when he accidentally shot himself. A woman outside her nearby home heard him say that he'd been shot and called the police. So when the police got there, they found the 28-year-old McCall with a gunshot wound to his leg, and he was taken to the hospital for treatment. Now, several video cameras at homes in the area captured McCall allegedly committing a series of car and residential burglaries. One homeowner said she discovered her car had been broken into and her purse was gone. She later said she saw McCall on a neighbor's surveillance video allegedly wearing her boots that had been taken in her garage. McCall was out of jail on bond for two burglaries and he was on felony probation for a previous theft of a firearm. And a day after the shooting, he was arrested on charges of grand theft, burglary to a structure, car burglary, and felony violation of probation. This idiot got himself caught by the cops. Sounds like he shot himself in the foot, you might say. Well, this guy definitely gave robbery his best shot, that's for sure. But the one thing that got shot was his freaking leg. Okay, and then one more for you. In Edison, New Jersey, five Florida men were sentenced to prison for their role in the theft of over $1.3 million of perfume from a warehouse. According to the District of New Jersey's press release, the men broke into the building in 2017, then drove off with two trailers worth of stolen perfume. The individuals were arrested in 2018 when they attempted to break into a different perfume warehouse in East Brunswick, New Jersey. Arrested were 58-year-old Carlos Duvergel, who was sentenced to 33 months in prison. 46-year-old Juan Crespo got 37 months. 49-year-old Felix Castillo got 33 months. 32-year-old Asne Fernandez got 33 months, and so did 25-year-old Ismael Manzano Suarez. The five of them were convicted at a trial for conspiring to transport stolen property in interstate commerce and the transportation of stolen property in interstate commerce. Now, following their release from prison, they're going to be all subjected to 3 years of probation, and they'll have to pay a total restitution of $1.36 million. And their wives were furious, mainly because they could smell a different type of perfume on them. Now, you know, they should have never stolen perfume from New Jersey, mainly because that state needs all the help it can get when it comes to smelling better anyway. Now, anyway, don't forget to rate and review the podcast with that 5-star rating because, look, I'm picking 5-star stupidity here, okay? And if your review is really stupid, I just might feature it on an upcoming episode. When you rate and review the podcast, it helps it to show up prominently in searches because folks are really out there searching for stupidity. Help them out. Share the podcast on your social media platform so that you're not so stingy with your stupidity. And if you haven't already done so, subscribe. That little subscribe button on your player there, go ahead, click it. You don't want to miss any new stupid episodes. You can also avoid any of that annoying buffering when you're in the crappy cell coverage or Wi-Fi coverage. Just download the episode when you have a chance. And I recommend using Podcast Addict. It's a great app for optimum performance. It's free at your app store. But there's also two types of paid versions. And don't forget, besides this week, this midweek feed, there is the weekend feed that I drop every Saturday, which features Pancho Guerrero, my insane Florida nephew. And Pancho will also answer your questions with his sage wisdom. You can ask Pancho about anything. Test your skills also against Pancho with the weekly Insane Game Show. And if you download the Telegram Messenger app, you can also join the Insane Eric Lane Stupid World channel, where you can read the articles from each of the episode's stupidity, comment about what you've read, and share the articles with your friends. And you can also post comments or suggestions about the podcast there too. You can get a preview and a link to download Telegram Messenger at t.me/insaneericlane. That's t.me/insaneericlane. It's absolutely free in desktop or mobile versions for your Windows platforms, your Android, your Linux, your Apple. And don't forget to follow me with the handle at insaneericlane on Facebook and Twitter. And visit my website where you can find all of this stuff at InsaneEricLane.com. Now, I've got this week's verbal meme. The fact that Hooters hasn't launched a home delivery service called Knockers seems like a missed business opportunity to me.
What's going on, guys? It's Dan here. And are you someone that just can't seem to get enough insanity in your life? Well, I have some great news for you. If you tune into the Button Pusher Podcast, you'll get plenty of that and more. Give it a listen.
The Button Pusher Podcast with Daniel Leslie. Check it out on Spotify.
Kong, ki-chong, Kong, Kong, ki-chong, Kong, 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 Kong.
Insane Eric Lane's Stupid World is produced with the support from Mr. Laugh's Comedy, Ad Large Media, Wise Brother Media, Universal Comedy Network, and the Pulse of Radio, United Stations Radio Network. Theme music, It's a Great Big Stupid World, is written and performed by Randy Stonehill. Copyright 1992, Stonehillian Music, Word Music, Twitch and Vibes Music, and is available wherever you download music. The platform for the podcast is hosted by Anchor. Record your podcast as easy as talking on your phone. The editing and music library are all at your fingertips at anchor.fm. Download the app from your favorite app store.